T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Here we go again. The race for NY27 is on.
With all due respect to Congressman Collins, he's done some good things in the past, but due to his legal situation, he is just not capable to fully exercise all that a congressman should be able to do.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm in, and this is the announcement date, where are you right now?
I'm a 5.
Who is the best candidate? Not just to win NY27, because I think almost any Republican can win NY27, but who is the best Republican to go into 2022 as an incumbent in a much different and much less favorable district? Who is that person?
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 and 716. Seems like we just had an election for NY27, right? After all the legal drama facing Congressman Chris Collins and his indictment, there was questions whether he would run last time. All the GOP hopefuls, they lined up in waiting. And then, of course, Mr. Collins decided he would indeed run. He did, and he won. Now he's serving a term, technically and formally, but he's not serving on any committees. He votes and he travels the district. Now, fellow Republicans are again lining up, saying he can't represent the district, and they're starting to announce.
I decided to do this announcement early because I think it's very important to pull together a campaign structure and gain momentum early on in this effort.
First up, Republican New York State Senator Chris Jacobs.
Last time the Republicans almost lost this seat, and I think it's very important that we retain this seat in Republican control to be a strong ally in the effort to support the President Trump and his efforts and his agenda. So I think it's important to have a congressman that can advocate fully for the 27th district here in Western New York and for the country. And with all due respect to Congressman Collins, he's done some good things in the past, but due to his legal situation, he is just not capable to fully exercise all that a congressman should be able to do to advocate for his region and to work in partnership with the president. Right now, he cannot even participate in committees, which is critical in Congress. I see it here critical being in the Senate. So that is why I've decided to run. On a personal level, I feel that my 30 years in professional life, I've done a variety of things that give me the experience to be an effective congressman, from owning my own business for the last 17 years to serving stints at the local, the county, the federal level, and now the state level. So I believe I can be a very impactful congressman for the 27th district here in Western New York.
Chris, after you announced, several more names started surfacing as possible contenders as well on the Republican side. Michael Caputo mentioned yesterday on WBEN that he is seriously considering a run. We've mentioned Stefan Mihailu. His name has come up before, and there are others too. How messy or nasty of a race do you expect it to be on the Republican side?
Well, I think that's up to the candidates. I don't necessarily view that as a bad thing. I've run for office before, and every campaign I've run, I've always had a competitive challenger in a primary and also in the general election. I believe that's good. I think that the voters deserve choice, and I believe personally it helps you as a candidate hone your message, debate issues. And inevitably, I think for the person that prevails, it actually helps them be a better public servant. So no one should feel entitled to this seat, even if you're in it. It's a 2-year term. That's all the deal is. And once that term's over, everybody else is at equal footing to have a right for that to serve in that seat. And that's always been my view, and that's how I'm approaching it. So I welcome a lot of these people I consider to be friends, a lot of capable people. So I welcome a robust, hopefully positive, issue-based primary to talk about the future of Western New York and the future of our country.
Were you expecting some of the attacks that were already kind of thrown your way by Chris Collins immediately on Friday?
I was a little surprised. Again, I think that no one should feel entitled to this seat, and this is the term is ending, and but it is what it is, and I'll respond accordingly. And I'm more focused on talking now to the voters throughout the district about my vision in terms of service, about my record of service, about my service as a Republican and a conservative, that I've run in the Republican conservative line every time that I run for office, and I proudly carry that.
Do you think Chris Collins will run again?
I think it's very hard for Chris Collins to serve fully in this capacity. He's hampered right now. I don't know really what he does down in Washington because of not being able to serve on committees. Committees are so important in terms of vocalizing your view, pushing through legislation, fighting against bad legislation. Not able to do that is you're really taking a good portion of your power and your ability to serve your community. So with all due respect to Mr. Collins, I think he's done good things in the past. I don't think he's capable to fully serve the interests of this district. That's why I'm doing it. We almost lost this district last time. We cannot lose it. We need to be an ally to Donald Trump, and that's why I'm coming out early and I'm aggressively going to fight for this to serve in this district.
Well, you knew that wouldn't last too long, right? Jacobs being all alone. Stefan Mihailo, the Republican Erie County Comptroller, has made no secret he'll be running. And out of the blue on WBEN's Hardline show Sunday with David Bellavia, Michael Caputo, who spent the last couple of weeks filling in for Sandy Beach here on WBEN and also had a recent Oval Office visit with the president, well, he says he's not ruling out a run himself.
Well, there is only one way to get into a political race, and that is all in. And with both feet, both hands, and your entire family. And that's why candidates have to talk to their spouses and to their children and ask them if they're ready. You know, when you run for political office, you get raked over the coals, and you get people trying to expose and lie, you know, expose and lie about you, et cetera. But, David, I've been through that for 2 years. I'm a completely vetted person by now.
On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being I'm in, and this is the announcement date, where are you right now?
I'm a 5.
Wow. That's actually a lot more than a 2.
Well, I mean, I've been a 1 or a negative 1 all of my life.
Only time will tell with the potential Caputo candidacy.
You know, not only has the 2020 presidential cycle been moved up into the first half of 2019, but apparently now the NY27 congressional cycle is in the first half of 2019.
WBEN political contributor Carl Calabrese thinks things will be wide open as the NY27 race takes shape.
I can't remember a situation like this, but it is. I think it is going to be wide open. Remember this, Republicans really abhor primaries. Because they're the minority party, they fear that having a primary can divide the party. And if you go into a general election divided as a minority party, you're almost certain to lose. Democrats, it's more of their culture to have primaries. And because they enjoy such an overwhelming voter enrollment advantage in Erie County, oftentimes they know that even with some divisions going into a general election, they can survive. And in fact, in many seats, the election isn't in November at all. It's the primary, which is now in June. So for Republicans to have a primary against an incumbent member of Congress, very unusual. And I think you're going to see the floodgates open now that Chris Jacobs has been the first to be the first in line. You're going to see a whole bunch of other people decide, well, it's going to happen anyways. I want to be the first to be the second in line.
There's got to be a sense of security, though, in that district, given how red it is and has been in the past, that, you know, people are maybe thinking, well, if I can get out of this primary, the general election should be pretty easy.
Well, yes, but remember, Brian, the district will cease to exist as we know it after 2020. Now that the Democrats control all three branches of government in New York State and will command the reapportionment process following the 2020 census, I guarantee you what we know is District 27 will cease to exist. It will be much less Republican. It may not be Republican at all. So what I've heard from certain Republican leaders is they're thinking the long game now. They're saying, okay, who is the best candidate, not just to win NY27, because I think almost any Republican can win NY27, but who is the best Republican to go into 2022 as an incumbent in a much different and much less favorable district? Who is that person? That's also in play here.
Carl, what about Chris Collins? Do you think he'll run?
You know, we've got a lot of open questions here, Susan. First of all, that's the first one. Will Chris Collins run? Secondly, what will the 8 county Republican chairs who make up this district do when it comes endorsement time? Will they endorse Chris Collins if he says he's going to run? Will they endorse a challenger? Will they not endorse anybody and go into have an open primary and let everybody fight it out? That's an open question. Will Chris Collins run if he doesn't get the endorsement? Let's say he decides he's going to run. Will he do it with or without the endorsement? That's also an open question. So I think we just have to stay tuned until some of this stuff just kind of shakes out.
Well, is that, I mean, given how far out we are right now, I mean, might that question kind of be made up for Chris Collins because he's set to go on trial in February of 2020? That's well before a general election.
Absolutely. Chris Collins' decision on running for re-election is going to be driven by what happens in his court case. If he is convicted next year, I believe he will be precluded from running for re-election, and then you've got an open field. But if he's acquitted, again, all of those open questions will come into play. But we're having this discussion probably 8 or 9 months earlier than we would have in normal times.
Yeah, we sure are. Okay, Chris Jacobs, what does he have working for him?
Well, he's got a known name. He's got a good record as a state senator. He has the ability to raise money and even self-fund a campaign with his own personal resources. And he's proven that he can attract Democrat votes and independent votes. And I think that's what's on the mind of some GOP leaders now, again, looking post-2020 into the 2022 race.
What do you make of the attacks that have already been slung Chris Jacobs' way by Chris Collins, attacking his conservative record, saying he doesn't stand with the president, things like that?
Yeah, I'm not surprised. This is going to be a Donnybrook if we have an open primary or we have a primary with or without Chris Collins in it. You've all already seen Stefan Mihailu issuing the same kind of criticisms and attacks against Jacobs. It signals that this is not going to be the traditional, polite gentleman-type Republican primary. It's going to be a tough one, bare knuckles, gloves off. Be very interesting for folks in your business, let's say that.
More, I'm sure much more, to come.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.